Hello, the series you're about to hear on the GBM Media podcast is from the Serving Today archive. It's on the I Am statements in John's Gospel, and we hope that you enjoy it.
Welcome to Serving Today, the programme for those who lead in God's church. I'm Andrew Cook. It's good to be together again. I am the gate for the sheep, another of Jesus' statements in John's Gospel. In our consideration of Jesus' I Am sayings here on Serving Today, we've reached the third statement when Jesus says, "I am the gate for the sheep." That's in John chapter 10, verse 7. Once again, we're pleased to welcome Guy Davis back with us, and he begins by giving us the background to John 10, verse 7.
In the Old Testament, Israel was often referred to as a flock of sheep, with the Lord as their shepherd. Psalm 103, verse 3. "Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." In Psalm 23, verses 1 to 2, David says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want."
What would Jesus' use of sheep have meant to his hearers?
Sheep are vulnerable creatures. They're liable to get lost or be attacked and killed by predators. For that reason, sheep are often kept enclosed in a sheep pen for their own safety. The gate of the sheep pen was kept shut to stop predators getting in and to stop the sheep escaping and getting into danger. Anyone who climbed over the wall of the sheep pen was likely to be a robber. The shepherd would enter the sheep pen by the gate to look after his sheep. In those days, shepherds knew their sheep by name. When they called the sheep out of the pen, they would recognise the voice of their shepherd and follow him. In John 10, verse 2, Jesus speaks both of the gate and the shepherd. The man who enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. In John 10, verse 9, Jesus says, "I am the gate of the sheep." And in John 10, verse 11, he says, "I am the good shepherd."
But how can he be both, Guy?
One answer is that it takes more than one picture to describe Jesus' relationship to his people. Another is that in New Testament times, the shepherd himself would often lie down at night and sleep in the gateway to the fold. He was both the gate that kept the sheep safe and the shepherd that led them to water to drink and grass to eat. In this message, we will see that Jesus is the only gateway to salvation and satisfaction.
So now as we come to the sermon itself, how would you divide it up?
We have three main points. First, Jesus is the gate for the sheep. Secondly, beware of thieves and robbers. Thirdly, Jesus is the gateway to fullness of life.
So the first heading then is, Jesus is the gate of the sheep.
Jesus explains what he means by this in John 10, verse 9. "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture." He is the gateway to the safety of the sheep pen, and he is the gateway to the satisfaction of rich pasture lands. Notice he does not say, "I am a gate for the sheep," but that, "I am the gate for the sheep."
Why do you stress that point?
People often say that there are many gateways to God, represented by the many different religions. But in fact, Jesus is the only way to God. This is because only Jesus has done what is needed to save us. As I said earlier, sheep are vulnerable to go astray and get themselves into trouble. People are exactly like that. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, verse 6,
"We all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."
That passage is talking about Jesus as a suffering servant. Isaiah goes on to describe what Jesus did on behalf of his sheep in Isaiah 53, verse 7.
"He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent,
so he did not open his mouth.
Those words, "he was led like a lamb to the slaughter," remind us of what John the Baptist said of Jesus. "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world," John 1:29. We all, like sheep, have wandered far from God, but Jesus laid down his life on the cross that we might be forgiven and brought back to God. No one else but Jesus has died to take away the sin of the world. He is the gate for the sheep. It is only through believing in him that we can be saved. Any attempt to get into the sheep pen another way is doomed to failure. Jesus said, "I am the gate. He who enters through me will be saved."
What's the second heading going to be?
Beware of thieves and robbers. Jesus issues these warnings. "All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them." Chapter 10 and verse 8. "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy." John 10 verse 10.
So who does Jesus have in mind here?
He's referring to the false teachers who opposed him. The scribes and Pharisees did all they could to stop people believing in Jesus. He wants to warn us against false teachers and false Christs who are bent on destroying the sheep rather than caring for them. Jesus' true sheep will not listen to these teachers of error. We see that in John 10:5.
They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognise a stranger's voice.
Jesus calls his sheep through his word, the Bible. That is the voice that his sheep will recognise and follow. If someone comes along with teaching or ideas that are not according to the Bible, Christians should not listen to them. Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep. Pastors and elders are under-shepherds. They are charged with guarding the flock against false teaching that would undermine their faith and cause them to go astray. In Acts 20, verses 28 to 31, the Apostle Paul told the elders from the church at Ephesus,
"Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears."
We also must tell our listeners to beware of thieves and robbers who would take them captive to false teaching. John Calvin, the Protestant reformer, rightly said, "The pastor ought to have two voices, one for gathering the sheep, and another for warding off and driving away wolves and thieves." The scripture supplies him with the means of doing both.
So to whom and how does this apply?
Make sure that you as a preacher know the truth yourself and take seriously your responsibility to keep watch over the flock of God and guard the church against false teaching.
This is Serving Today, the programme for pastors and church leaders. So we come to the final heading. Jesus is the gateway to fullness of life.
Jesus contrasts himself with false teachers when he says in verse 10,
"The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Guy, what does Jesus mean by to have life to the full?
The life to the full that Jesus gives his sheep has several aspects. First, safety. It is hard to live life to the full when you feel that your life is in danger. But those who go through Jesus, the gate of the sheep, will be saved and kept safe. The thieves and robbers will not be able to touch them. Jesus will protect those who belong to him and never let them go. Second, satisfaction. Jesus said, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture." Chapter 10 and verse 9. He will lead his flock to rich pastures where they can feed and be satisfied. Jesus is Israel's shepherd God made flesh. What David said of the Lord in Psalm 23 can also be said of Jesus.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul.
The world cannot satisfy our souls with its passing riches and vain pleasures. People think living life to the full is all about money and the things that money can buy. But the wealthy aren't always happy with what they've got. They often have a craving for more money and more material things. They never feel they have enough. Human beings were made for God, and we can find no rest until we find our rest in Him. Jesus satisfies our deepest longings by taking away our sins so that we can have a personal relationship with God. He satisfies our minds with the truth. He satisfies our hearts with His love. Jesus is the gateway to satisfaction. In His presence there is a fullness of peace and joy beyond anything this world has to offer. Jesus offers us treasure in heaven that will never lose its value or be stolen away from us. In Christ dwells all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Listen to the invitation of God's word in Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 2.
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labour on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare.
And then third subheading, eternal life. Outside of Jesus, there is only misery and death. But He has come to give life to the full, everlasting life, to all who believe in Him. The life to the full that Jesus gives His sheep in this world is only the beginning. He will raise His people from the dead and take them to be with Him in God's new creation forever. There His flock will be free from danger and harm. They will find satisfaction and joy beyond anything they ever could have imagined. Jesus said, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent." John 17, verse 3. Eternal life is knowing God and His Son, Jesus, whom He sent into the world to save us by the power of His Holy Spirit.
Thanks very much, Guy. So how would you end this particular sermon?
By emphasising that Jesus is the gateway to salvation, satisfaction and eternal life. No one comes to the Father except through Him.
And there we must leave it for now here on Serving Today. This is Andrew Cook saying goodbye. May our preaching lead our people to true fullness in Christ.
We hope you enjoyed listening to Serving Today, a podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission radio team. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email us. The address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. You can find us on X or Twitter at servingtodaygbm. We're also on Instagram, that's Serving Today. And you can also search our entire catalogue at www.gbm.org.uk/listen. Thanks for listening and goodbye.